From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting Bipartisan Policy Center experts Michael Kelly and Andy Winkler for Affordable Housing in America, October 21st, 10 a.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 75 in Manhattan. It's 3:06.
All things considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org.
This is KPR 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, a service of the University of Kansas. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, many federal employees at a big IRS service center in Ogden, Utah have been furloughed. That is now affecting local restaurants that those workers used to frequent.
We're not used to being this low. We're sending employees home early, so they're losing hours.
The impact of the government shutdown beyond the Beltway. Also, we are going to talk about Dwight David Eisenhower. We like Ike here in this area. I'm going to speak with an historian who's written a new book about Eisenhower. We will address such burning questions. Did President Eisenhower meet with aliens from outer space? We're going to get an answer to that coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of roaring 20s Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow. October 16, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org.
Partly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, warmer than today. Highs in the mid-80s, down to the lower 60s tomorrow night. Back into the 80s for Thursday and Friday, cooling off again on Saturday. It's 76 degrees in Topeka, and it's 3:20.
Support for NPR.
In 2013, the increasingly conservative Supreme Court began undoing the law's key provisions. And now, the court hears a challenge to the last major part of the law that remains standing, which prohibits voting practices that discriminate based on race, like racial gerrymandering. Hear more on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. 75 degrees in Manhattan, 74 in Emporia. The time is 3:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The possibility of splitting up Johnson County into multiple congressional districts drew concern from residents at a town hall in Lenexa last night. Republican leaders in Kansas want to redraw the state's congressional maps because they say Democratic U.S. Representative Sharice Davids does not represent most Kansans. Tony Woods is a pharmacy technician who lives in Lenexa. She says state lawmakers should follow the standard process and redistrict every 10 years.
I want to be represented fairly. It should be done according to census. And let's not monkey around with it when it's not time.
A group of legislative leaders has approved $460,000 for a possible four-day special legislative session. Kansas lawmakers are split on how to approach the use of artificial intelligence in healthcare, like when a child uses AI chatbots during a mental health crisis. Legislators on a healthcare oversight committee suggested taking a stance against it, but Wichita Republican Senator Renee Erickson says the state might not be able to do much, especially when it comes to kids using AI.
I think it's incumbent upon the parents. I think it's incumbent upon those who have relationships with the children to make sure that's not happening. As much as I don't know realistically that there's a government solution.
The lawmakers said they would seek the opinion of experts and consider the issue during the legislative session next year. A member of the Kansas State Board of Education took time during this morning's board meeting to praise and pray for conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Republican Debbie Potter of Garden Plain left the board table and addressed members during the Citizens Open Forum. She called Kirk a biblical prophet and urged the board and others to pray in his memory.
Father, please, please bring our nation together. Please use us for good and not for evil. Please bring us into unity under this Constitution that you blessed us with. Amen.
Congress has designated today as a National Day of Remembrance for Kirk, who was killed during a college event last month. It also would have been Kirk's 32nd birthday. Republican board member Dennis Hershberger of Hutchinson stood beside Potter during her address. This is KPR. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from this station. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Today is the 135th anniversary of the birth of Dwight D. Eisenhower, our nation's 34th president. Eisenhower grew up in Abilene, which is where his presidential library is located. Martin Mack Teasley is a former director at the Eisenhower Library and the author of a new book called The Real Ike, Eisenhower Fact and Fiction. He told KPR's Matthew Algio that Ike was extremely self-confident, but not arrogant.
He was so comfortable in his own skin. He was a natural leader.
Notes from that meeting.
No.
Martin Mack Teasley is a former director at the Eisenhower Library, the author of a new book called The Real Ike, Eisenhower Fact and Fiction. He spoke with KPR's Matthew Algio. Today is the 135th anniversary of Eisenhower's birth. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Still to come, more news headlines at 4:01. Then, the last living hostages held by Hamas in Gaza have been returned, but regaining their physical and mental health could prove challenging.
As we know from previous release hostages, they may have many problems that could last for a long time. Some of them are irreversible.
We'll talk about the rehabilitation process coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 3 p.m. till late. More at 715mass.com.
It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock. This is Kansas Public Radio.
WineClub.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
The Supreme Court hears a challenge to the last major part of the Voting Rights Act that remains standing. Hear more about what this means tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows in the lower 60s tonight, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow, currently 79 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4 o'clock.
Transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Community Orchestra presenting Spooky Carnival, featuring seasonal fun and music. Sunday, October 19th, 2:30 p.m. at Lawrence High School. Information and tickets at lawrenceorchestra.org.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Manhattan, 77 in Topeka. It's 4:06. It's considered from NPR News. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, some airports are refusing to air a message from the Secretary of Homeland Security blaming Democrats for the government shutdown.
Secretary Noem's video is clearly aimed at causing harm to the opposing political party.
Ethics experts say that violates the Hatch Act. We'll get you the details coming up shortly here on KPR. And, of course, we will have news headlines at 4:30.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Dr. Barbara Ballard and Student Advisory Board alum Jesse Burbank moderate healthcare in the U.S. Constitution with Harvard Law's I. Glenn Cohen, October 15th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, classical music with Destiny from 7 to 9 p.m. Whether you like it or not, it's pumpkin spice season, so we're going to have some autumnal treats tonight. Destiny guarantees there'll be a tune or two you've never heard before. We'll also hear some Scott Joplin. It's all coming up tonight on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, stay tuned for Reveal. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid 80s. It's 77 degrees in Topeka, 75 in Emporia, and it's 4:20. News. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition, getting you the very latest national, international, and regional news with Layla Fadel, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence, information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
News headlines are up next. It's 4:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Group chat messages leaked to Politico show leaders of the Kansas Young Republicans making racist and anti-Semitic comments. Zane Irwin has the details.
The group chat included leaders of young Republican groups in several states, including Alex Dwyer and William Hendricks from Kansas. Politico says Hendricks repeatedly used slurs for gay and black people. Dwyer repeated a white supremacist slogan. A spokesperson for Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach told the Kansas News Service that Hendricks has been terminated as a communications assistant for the office and called his comments, quote, inexcusable. Dwyer and Hendricks did not respond to requests for comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas GOP Chair Denidre Herbert says the Kansas Young Republicans organization is inactive as of today. At a town hall in Lenexa last night, locals expressed frustration at the idea of splitting up Johnson County into multiple congressional districts. Republican leaders in Kansas want to redraw the state's congressional maps to make it harder for Democratic U.S. Representative Sharice Davids to win re-election. Democratic State Senator Cindy Holscher, who is running for Kansas governor in 2026, says the current redistricting effort is less transparent than it has been in previous years.
To me, it was very important to make sure that we heard from citizens, because the previous redistricting that was done in 2022, there were town halls.
A group of legislative leaders has approved $460,000 for a possible 4-day special session. Kansas schools are becoming more racially diverse, according to a new report by the State Department of Education. The percentage of white students in Kansas has dropped by more than 10% since 2012. The number of Hispanic students is up by nearly 28%. Education Commissioner Randy Watson says the percentage of students needing to learn English has not risen at the same rate.
So while Hispanic populations increase, the number of students that do not speak English as their first language has remained fairly constant over the last 13, 14 years.
The report shows a dramatic increase in the number of students with disabilities and also shows record high graduation rates and an increase in the number of students taking college-level courses. This is KPR.
Word for NPR comes from this station.
Side stop in Missouri.
They have like signs and billboards. It says a very big halal, you know, so...
Or in a forest searching for brook trout.
It's just cool. Cool to see them persist and knowing they've been here for so long and they still find a way to make it.
Morning Edition from NPR News is always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Tune in for Morning Edition with Matthew Algio as your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, some Justice Department officials are following President Trump's directive to prosecute his perceived enemies.
There are some really bad actors, some people that did some really bad things to the American people. And if they can be charged, we'll charge them.
But for those who are targeted, mounting a criminal defense against the government can be very expensive. We'll get you the details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Arch Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, quite a bit warmer, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. It's 74 degrees in Abilene, 78 in Atchison. It's 10 minutes before 5.
At macfound.org.
The Supreme Court hears a challenge to the last major part of the Voting Rights Act that remains standing. Hear more about what this means tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for the latest news from NPR and KPR Morning Edition. Again, that's 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 5 o'clock.
This is NPR News. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
79 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Topeka. It is 5:06.
Here's visit npr.org/here to help.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK, celebrating their 50th birthday with a local music festival in Lawrence. Lawrence bands from across the decades will perform at 7 venues, October 17th and 18th. Tickets at Granada.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. At 5:30, we will have an update of news headlines. Then, did President Eisenhower meet with aliens from outer space? Believe it or not, a Kansas historian looked into this.
Well, the story is that he was out in Palm Desert and had to have a nighttime dental appointment, but was instead was whisked off to Edwards Air Force Base in California to see the remains of the Roswell aliens.
Today's Eisenhower's birthday, coming up in just about 20 minutes. So look at some of the myths and legends surrounding our 34th president. It's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at One Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
If you have not yet picked up your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas, you better hurry. Tickets to our annual holiday bash with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra sold out fast last year. It's taking place on Saturday night, December 13th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or at Liberty Hall. It's made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Lows in the lower 60s tonight, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow. Currently 79 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 520.
KPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 78 degrees in Manhattan, 76 in Emporia. It's 5:30.
Let's grow numb to it or accept this as the normal course of doing business for elected officials.
The governor's residence has undergone extensive security upgrades in the aftermath. For NPR News, I'm Tom Reese in Harrisburg.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Group chat messages leaked to Politico show leaders of the Kansas Young Republicans making racist and anti-Semitic comments. Zane Irwin has the story.
The group chat included leaders of Young Republican groups in several states, including Alex Dwyer and William Hendricks from Kansas. Politico says Hendricks repeatedly used slurs for gay and black people. Dwyer repeated a white supremacist slogan. A spokesperson for Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach told the Kansas News Service that Hendricks has been terminated as a communications assistant for the office and called his comments, quote, inexcusable. Dwyer and Hendricks did not respond to requests for comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas GOP Chair Denedre Herbert says the Kansas Young Republicans organization is inactive as of today. At a town hall in Lenexa last night, locals expressed frustration at the idea of splitting up Johnson County into multiple congressional districts. Republican leaders in Kansas want to redraw the state's congressional maps to make it harder for Democratic U.S. Representative Sharice Davids to win re-election. Democratic State Senator Cindy Holscher, who is running for Kansas governor in 2026, says the current redistricting effort is less transparent than it has been in previous years.
To me, it was very important to make sure that we heard from citizens, because the previous redistricting that was done in 2022, there were town halls.
A group of legislative leaders has approved $460,000 for a possible four-day special session. Kansas lawmakers are split on how to approach the use of artificial intelligence in healthcare, like when a child uses AI chatbots during a mental health crisis. Legislators on a healthcare oversight committee suggested taking a stance against it, but Wichita Republican State Senator Renee Erickson says the state might not be able to do much, especially when it comes to kids using AI.
I think it's incumbent upon the parents. I think it's incumbent upon those who have relationships with the children to make sure that's not happening, as much as I don't know realistically that there's a government solution.
The lawmakers said they would seek the opinion of experts and consider the issue during the legislative session next year. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from...
Where does this stop? What if I went to a protest? And what if I made a sign that somebody took a picture of and they didn't like?
For the time being, Alexandra is trying to get the ex-post about her taken down, with no success so far. Huo Jingnan, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Today is the 135th anniversary of the birth of Dwight D. Eisenhower, our nation's 34th president. Eisenhower grew up in Abilene. That's where his presidential library is located. Martin Mack Teasley is a former director at the Eisenhower Library and the author of a new book called The Real Ike, Eisenhower Fact and Fiction. He told KPR's Matthew Algio, Ike was extremely self-confident, but not arrogant.
He was so comfortable in his own skin. He said, just be happy that Eisenhower started NASA, brought America into the space age, should, you know, started the astronaut program, you know.
But there is no record.
There is no record. No.
Written evidence.
There's absolutely no
notes from that meeting.
No.
Martin Mack Teasley is a former director at the Eisenhower Library and the author of a new book called The Real Ike, Eisenhower Fact and Fiction. He spoke with KPR's Matthew Algio. Today is the 135th anniversary of Eisenhower's birth.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 6:01, we will talk about the hostage rehabilitation process as hostages were released over in Gaza. And we will learn about an applied physicist who is using his studies of the movement of particles and people to optimize flow. He's hoping to improve public safety in crowds. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR. 79 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
And health of over 700,000 animals. Learn more at Subaru.com/pets. From the NPR Wine Club, now shipping to additional states. Whether purchasing a few wines or joining the wine club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
The Supreme Court hears a challenge to the last major part of the Voting Rights Act that remains standing. Hear more about what this means tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your local news. Morning Edition, a great way to start off your morning. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.
The first priority is to secure.